Here we go.
Morning, kids. It is time for the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl. My name is Dave. We have a great show lined up for you today. We have some new music on the show today. Plus, in the middle of today's show, we're going to take about half an hour to sit down and talk with a gentleman by the name of Joff Bush. He is the musician and composer for the songs that you hear on the show, Bluey. He's going to tell us how he comes up with a lot of the music, the instruments that he uses, and we'll play a few songs from the new album, Dance Mode, and he'll talk to us about those, so stick around for all of that, plus other great Kindy songs right here on the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl. You don't want to miss a single second of it. Coming up right now, we have music from the Not Itch, Ryan Santangelo, Derek McKinley, and a brand new song from the Happy Racers. First, here's a new song from the Lex Man. This is called Anything's a Drum.
Thank you.
today. Let's go out and play. I want to be in the sunshine with the dandelions. Let's play baseball and throw the frisbee. Kick that soccer ball, but you can't score on me. Outside, we're outside, woohoo! Outside, we're outside, yeah. Outside, we're outside, woohoo! Outside, we're outside, yeah. Song. Yeah, yeah, I'll sing along. Swirly squirrel, climb that tree. Yeah, squirrel, you climb like me. Doggy dog, catch that stick. Yeah, doggy, yeah, that's it. Outside, we're outside, woohoo! Outside, we're outside, yeah. Outside, we're outside, woohoo! Outside, we're outside, yeah. The sun is shining, and I'm in short pants. The sun is shining, yeah. Let's dance, 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 dance.
And you're listening to Dave and the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl.
Mmm.
Yummy.
Cardinals, blue jays and chickadees all flying around a big tree. And cardinals, cardinals, ravens and long-tailed hawks are making a bird guy out of me. Now I'm a bird watcher. I'm bird tweet tweet watcher. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm a bird watcher. I'm bird tweet tweet watcher. Sing about those cardinals, cardinals, eagles and big condors. It's so cool, I think you would agree. The cardinals, cardinals, dodos, wait, they're extinct. Still making me wish that I could fly up in the sky where the birds are flying so free, way up high over me. With my binoculars, I can. I'm bird tweet tweet watcher, oh yeah. Oh, I'm a bird watcher. I'm bird tweet tweet watcher. Sing about those cardinals, cardinals, blue jays and chickadees are flying around a big tree. And cardinals, cardinals, eagles and big ravens are making a bird guy out of me. Oh yeah, well those birds are flying. So free, way up high over me, with my binoculars I can see, birds flying so free, oh yeah, now I'm a bird watcher, I'm bird tweet tweet watcher, oh yeah, oh I'm a bird watcher.
Talking tacos in San Antonio, deep dish in Chicago, in and out in LA,
animal style.
Hot chicken in Tennessee, BBQ in KC, and cheesesteak in Philadelphia. All the flavors, all the places, this nation's an oasis for folks like us on the road. And there's nothing like some comfort food to elevate a hangry mood when you're a long, long way from home. Ooh. We're slurping clam chowder in Boston, cheese curds in Wisconsin, buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Tastes like chicken!
Free-range duck in Portland, peach cobbler in Georgia, key lime pie down at Kokomo. All the flavors, all the places, this nation's an oasis for a family caravan out on the road. And there's nothing like some comfort food to elevate a hangry mood when you're a long, long way from home. Food, 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 food.
Order up! You want fries with that?
Crab cakes in Baltimore, Omaha steaks at your front door, shrimp and grits in Low Country,
woohoo!
Jambalaya in Baton Rouge, Spam in Honolulu,
what?
Anything you want in NYC.
Yep, pretty much anything.
All the flavors, all the places, this nation's an oasis for a band like us on the road. And there's nothing like some comfort food to elevate our hangry mood when we're a long, long way from home. Oh, there's nothing like a greasy spoon to elevate our hangry mood when you're a long, long way from home.
That's a great song there. Actually, kind of got me a little hungry now. That's a brand new tune from the Happy Racers called Long Way From Home. All right, kids, right now we're going to move into our interview with Joff Bush, the musician and composer of Bluey, a great TV show that probably a lot of you watch. And parents, it is really a great show also to watch with your kids, maybe even without your kids, I don't know. But before we get into talking with him, we're going to let the theme song from Bluey run out here for a little bit. So enjoy that, and then we'll be talking with Joff Bush right here on the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl. All right, kids. So this morning we have a very special guest with us all the way from Australia in the future, 11 hours ahead of us to 12 hours ahead of us. We have Joff Bush, composer and musician from Bluey, the TV series. Welcome, Joff, to the show.
G'day. How's it going? Nice to meet you.
It's going well. How is it down in Australia right now? Is it winter or is it fall?
I think it's just coming on winter, but where I'm from in Brisbane, which is where Bluey's set, so if you're ever looking at watching Bluey and you see that city, that's where I'm from. It's a little town called Brisbane, and it's it never gets too cold here. It's always a little bit hot, and the summer is very, very hot.
So we just want to talk a little bit first with you about making music. What made you want to become a musician, a composer? Did it start when you were little? Is it, you know, what drew you to music?
That's a good question. I always loved music, but as a really little kid, I wasn't very good at music at all. I learned piano and my parents tried to get me to practice, and it took me a while to get into it. But eventually, when I found music that I loved and I got really excited about it, I just kept practicing all the time. I had a lot of fun with it. And a lot of that came from, I heard about some musicians from America, like Duke Ellington and also some classical musicians. And I fell in love with that music, and I learned it. And after that, I just kept writing forever. I just always writing music. And I do remember a concert I went to when I was about 14, 15, and I was trying to work out what I want to do when I finish school. And I remember watching that concert. They were playing a classical music, Debussy, and they played a piece called The Isle of Joy. And in that piece, I just remember thinking, this is the most beautiful thing in the world. And this is what I want to do.
What is your favorite type of music? What's your favorite style of music that you just like to listen to?
Oh, that's a good question. I like to listen to all types of music. Each one's like a little adventure to go on. I can, all styles really. But when I'm writing, all of the music that I write is based on the stories from Bluey. So that's always my starting point. And whatever story that episode is showing, that's got everything I need in it already to inspire me to write music.
So speaking of the show being the inspiration for what you write, obviously you have to write to that episode. When you
know what that episode is about, what kind of process do you go through in deciding, you know, like the tempo of the song, the type of instruments you're going to use, the feel of the music?
Well, the process starts every week. I meet with all the people who do the animation and the key creatives, including Joe Brum, the creator of Bluey, who writes most of the episodes as well. And we sit down in this room here and we play around a lot. We talk a lot about all the different episodes and different ideas and all the ideas we might have for each story. And we jump on instruments and it's a lot of fun. We play all the different things, and each episode has its own concept with the music. For example, if anyone knows the episode Bike, where Bluey's learning to ride a bike, in that episode, I used a tune called Ode to Joy, which is a very famous classical piece of music. And it reminded me in this episode, as Bluey's trying to ride a bike, it reminded me from when I was a piano teacher. And it's a really easy piece for kids to start on because it all fits under the hand in piano.
Right.
And if you listen to that score is actually the sound of a kid learning how to play Ode to Joy. It sort of starts with da 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 da, and then it stops, and then it starts again da 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 da, and it's the sound of someone learning to play the piano. And then in that episode where everything comes together and all the kids achieving what they're trying to achieve, we actually hear the full version of Ode to Joy. So that's basically an example of how we start. We start off with a concept for the music first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about what sort of tune and what sort of style is going to fit in with that concept for that music. And then I send the music off to all the different musicians who play it from home, or they come into the studio and they record it with me. And we have, you know, violins and a baritone saxophone. And I play accordion on a lot of the episodes too. And I also sing on a lot of the episodes, but there's a lot of different instruments. And then once that's done, we put it all together and hopefully it all works.
Right. Now, speaking of instruments, there are also songs that have some very interesting instruments that you use. What are some of the more strange instruments that you use on your songs?
I like to get old instruments. Often a lot of my instruments are sort of old or broken, or they have a bit of character. They feel sort of homely, and that's why I like to use them.
And you've used some old keyboards too, right? Some old synthesizers.
Oh yeah. I've got an old keyboard, an old organ that I got from someone's attic. It's got a really fun bitey sound. I use that one in Hairdressers and on the album as well, in the Bebop Walk. The main one that probably people will recognize is the melodica, and that's what starts the whole show off. So a melodica sounds like this. And it's like a little keyboard that you blow into. And while I'm here with melodicas, I also got another sort of melodica thing, which I got from Japan. Someone told me about it, and it's like a melodica, and behind each keyboard is a little flute. So it doesn't sound like a normal melodica. It sounds like this. And I use that on a few different episodes, but a lot in the album. I got a little bit obsessed with it. So you can hear it on a track called Omelette. Sounds like this. Anyway, that's a fun one.
That is really awesome. Thank you so much for sharing those with us. All right, now let's jump into some of the songs from the new album Dance Mode. So we're going to play a couple songs. First, we're going to hear Chattermax, and then we're going to listen to Sticky Gecko. But first, tell us how you came up with the song Chattermax.
Yeah, well, Chattermax started as a little scene in an episode called Hide and Seek. Mm-hmm. And I worked with a composer called Steve Peach on that one. And he had written a lot of sort of dance music in the 90s. And so it's got this real sound of like That sort of dance music in the 90s. I felt like that, and we sped it up. We first did it, we got it, and then we sped it up. So it was just a little bit too fast. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit like, oh, that's a bit wild. That's a bit chaotic. We did a big pumping version of it, like you could play at a dance party or something, because that was such a hit at the play. So many kids were dancing to it. We go, oh, maybe we could do it, because I always thought it was going to be too fast. It was too chaotic, mm-hmm. And so we did that. And then I wrote some lyrics for Chattermax. All of the lyrics that all of the words that you hear Chattermax say, is our actual lyrics. They're all written down. I can. It's it's like the tricky thing about doing that one was when it came to recording it. The original Chattermax voices were done by Joe Brum, mm-hmm. the creator of Bluey, and his the sound designer, Dan Brum, he put all these effects on it and made the Chattermax sound. So I was trying to copy that myself, but put my own lyrics to it. And in the end, you get this nonsensical, really high octane track.
All right. So right now we're going to listen to Chattermax, and then we'll follow up by Sticky Gecko. And Joff will talk to us some more about that song.
Thank you. Gotcha.
All right, so from the Bluey Dance Mode album, that was Sticky Gecko. So, Joff, tell us about that song. How did you come up with that? What was the process on composing that song?
Well, that one was just a really fun episode to write for in the first place. It was a continuous build as Mum's trying to get the kids to leave the house in that episode. And meanwhile, there's a sticky gecko on the ceiling that's peeling off and is going to fall down at some point. So the music needed to keep speeding up and just keep powering forward and getting a little bit out of hand. That's pretty much the track. I think it's the longest track on the album. It's one of the longest tracks we've done. I think it kind of needed to go there because it needed to have that build and get that sense that it's sort of growing and growing.
It's really interesting. Thank you so much, Joff. All right, the next two songs we're going to listen to are Army and Granddad. So first, if you'll talk to us about Army, and we'll hear about the song Granddad when we come back from playing those two songs.
Well, yeah, Army's a big sort of game piece. It's like, it's a piece of music that you can play along to. And the kids are playing Army. I didn't want to push too much of the Army theme to it because it's already there in the episode, and I wanted this music to be about friends coming together, and that's what happens in the episode. Jack and Rusty become friends, and it's very sweet. And it's also a track that I wrote with a composer called Pluto Jones, who also worked on Granddad. So this is like, these two together is a good way to play those. But he's a fantastic composer. I worked with him on Fruit Bat as well, one of the favorites from the last album. And he just had this fantastic sort of rocking hook. And yeah, from there we just basically wanted to extend the track to make it something that kids could sort of play along to if they wanted to, or hopefully it's still nice to listen to even if you're not playing along.
All right, well, here you go, kids. We're going to listen to the songs Army and Granddad.
Well, hello, you must be my new student.
I'm Jack.
Jack can't sit still or remember anything.
Well, I think you should go and play with that red kelpie down there.
And that's when I met Rusty. What are you playing?
I'm playing Army.
Can I be in the Army?
Well, maybe. Can you do as you're told?
No, I'm not good at doing what...
Attention! On the left, quick march! Hold! On the right, hop, hop, hop! Salute! Yeah, you can play.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was the song Granddad. Now, Joff, tell us about that when you were saying that you had the same one of the same composers on that song as you did Army.
Yeah. So that's Pluto Jones, who I worked with quite a bit actually recently. And so Granddad, it's the whole episode is a big chase, really. And wanted it to be a sort of fun, sort of hoedown-y sort of chase music. I'm not sure if that's the right way of describing it, but it feels like Granddad. And I particularly love the guitar work in that one by Dave Orr, who actually lives in Texas. And he recorded that from there and sent it over. It's a game piece of music, like a bit like Army. You know, there's bits where you can jump down and hide, and there's bits where you can run around and chase each other. And it leads into the next track, which is it was Yesterday, which is also from the same episode. And that one, they sort of connect together in a way. And that one was bringing us out of that, the hoedown chase music, into a real beautiful moment, one of my favorite moments from that series, where Granddad and Chili, Bluey's mum, are watching the kids play in the lake, and Chili says, "It's a long time since I've been here," or something like that, and then Granddad says, "Oh no, it was yesterday." They connect together, and they sort of take us out of this fun chase music into, I guess, a real serene, personal human moment.
So Joff Bush of Bluey, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your thoughts and your process on making music. We're so glad that you could be with us today.
Thank you so much. It was really fun. Great questions. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, you have a great time in Australia, and I guess since it's early in the morning for us, you get some sleep soon. So,
yeah, thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Well, that was so much fun. I hope you all really enjoyed it. I know I had fun. Let's keep playing some music. We have just a few more songs left in the program this morning. We've got new songs coming up from Casey Bowles, The Microphone Doctors, and Renee and Jeremy. First, a brand new song from Mr. Cookie Jar. This is called The Moon and the Stars.
Just the moon and the stars in the sky. We're just the moon and the stars in the sky. We're just the moon. We're just the moon and the stars. We're just the moon and the stars. Stars.
Scattered like stars, like islands, like cars. Just the city like
moon and the stars, stars.
Scattered like lights in the sky. I'm the ocean just so pretty like
moon and the stars.
Scattered like sparkles, like bubbles in space, archipelago. Scattered like dialects, languages, messages in a poem.
Scattered
like stars, like islands, like cars through the city, like lights in the sky on the ocean so pretty. Like sparkles, like bubbles, archipelagos, dialects, languages, messages in a poem.
Mahalkita, help out, kapwa, with love we alright. Shout one love, bubble bright, just spread love. Spread light, stay kind, stay tight. This old man, he's alright. This old man come from light.
I come from starlight. White streaks full of wisdom, call them highlights. I got stories for your soul and your wide eyes. Learning lessons from an OG wise guy. That's me, time flies. I speed from sea to shining sea. So free like a bird I be. In the breeze, melodies creating this as I dream. In my emotions, sending love across all galaxies. Love to all my people, hold on tight to something you believe.
We're just the moon and the stars in the sky. We're just the moon and the stars in the sky. We're just the moon.
I'm by your side in the moonlight. Starlight, star bright through a cool night. Bullseye to the heart, what it feels like. Love straight through the dark, what it feel like. Real life. night, we apart, but we feel tight. Scattered like stars, like islands, like cars in the city. Just a song where we love, we realize. Scattered like lights in the sky, on the ocean so pretty. Just a song where we sing, so we feel life. Scattered like sparkles, like bubbles in space. Acapella, kakwa, cause it's good and it feels right. Scattered like dialects, languages, messages in a poem.
And the stars in the sky.
Like a pop tart out the toaster, spin like a record on your mom's turntable and stop.
Drop like a car.
Soak up the good, take the bad with the trash out. Hold all calls coming in from your self doubt. Sing your song at the top of your lungs and don't you stop.
Okay.
yourself, make a splash in the deep end. Fly like an eagle or fry like a chicken. Spotlight shining on a star when you do you. I'm a believer, looking at the face, looking back in the mirror. That's me, that's right. Doing my thing, trying to get it right.
Hello, I'm walking down that road. Roads, all the places we can go, where the story will unfold. Yeah, I'm walking down that road. calling out my name, saying, boy, you can't be chained. Oh no, when you're walking down that road. Even when I don't know where I'm going to, I gotta keep on moving, I gotta shuffle my shoe. Nothing like a good road sets your mind at ease, fill your heart with hope, gonna set you free. My door, let's go and explore and keep walking down those roads. Even when I don't know where I'm going to, even when I can't say what I'm gonna do, it's nothing like a set your mind at ease, fill your heart with hope, I'm gonna bring you peace. Nothing like a good road,
keep on walking on.
Nothing like a good road,
keep on walking on.
Nothing like a good road,
keep on walking on.
Nothing like a good road.
From their latest album, That Friday Feeling, that was Roads by Brady Reimer and the little band That Could. All right, kids, we are out of time for this morning. Once again, thank you so much to Joff Bush for joining us and talking to us about his music and everything that goes into making that music. We've got one more song for you this morning. It is a brand new song from Renee and Jeremy. It is their rendition of a song called Lucky Star. You kids have a great weekend. Be safe. Have fun. We'll see you next time right here on the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl.
Starlight, star bright. Starlight, star bright. You must be my lucky star, 'cause you shine on me. Wherever you are, I just think of you. I start to glow and I need your light. And baby, you know, starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight, starlight, star bright. Make everything alright, starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight, starlight, star bright. You must be my lucky star, 'cause you make the darkness seem so far. And when I'm lost, you'll be my guide. I just turn around and you're by my side. Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight. Starlight, star bright. Make everything alright. Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight. Starlight, star bright. Yeah. Yeah. You may be my lucky star, but I'm the luckiest by far. You may be my lucky star, but I'm the luckiest by far. Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.